don't get stuck in analysis paralysis, because analysis paralysis will prevent you from doing anything. I see this all the time. You come into these Amazon training programs, you're thinking that it's going to change your life. All you have to do is find a product. How easy is that? And then you find that it's actually not that easy. What is the perfect product? You know, you're trying to tick a number of boxes, but what you don't know is how the product fits in the marketplace. That is ultimately what matters. Do I need to launch one product, or should I launch 5 or 10 products? And it really comes down to where you are in your life, and meaning financially, because obviously more products means more money. You know, do you have the time and the money to launch multiple products? Now, in the perfect world, I would say, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, Matthew Fraser here. Welcome back to the episode. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about products. And this comes up so much because the product is so important, because obviously that is what you're going to be selling in the marketplace. And guess what? If people don't like your product, they're not going to buy it. And that's the whole point of this, right? Is to find an incredible product that you can put to market, and people are going to take money out of their pocket, their hard-earned cash, and give it to you, right? So let's talk about some of the things. Let's say you're brand new to the Amazon and e-commerce space. You've never really dived into products, but maybe you've got some ideas. I know a lot of clients come to me with their ideas. Unfortunately, we have to go through them, and maybe they're not so good, but let's figure out some ideas of how we can at least find these products and then test products to make sure that they're going to be viable in the marketplace. So let's say, so you're brand new. The first thing you're going to start doing is you've got to start somewhere. So you're going to probably look around the house. You know, what are some of your interests that you can tap into? It might be like automotive. It might be in the sports niche. It might be, you might be into cars. You might be into houseware stuff, you know, like plates and cups and mugs and things like that. Those are the types of things that you're going to start doing. You're going to write down a big, big list, right, of all the different things that you could possibly come up with in your mind. And then it's going to be a simple case of going deep on each of your ideas to find out, is this going to be a viable product, or is it not going to be a viable product? You're then going to tap into some software tools. Some of the tools that I use are things like you can use Helium 10, where you can use Zonguru. Zonguru is a tool that I personally use. And what Zonguru does is it helps you identify gaps in the market, because not only do you want to find a great product, but you don't want to find a product that's also been done already and 1,000 other people are selling it, right? This can sometimes happen to people where they just think, this is going to be a great product, like a coffee mug, because coffee mugs are big sellers. But you've then got to find how you're going to differentiate that coffee mug in a sea of coffee mugs. So that's the first thing you're going to do, is then dive deep into these products. Now, using your Zonguru or Helium 10 tools, it will also help you understand, is there money there, right? So when you can go onto Amazon, and if you're going to be selling Amazon, that'd be a good start, is to understand how much dollar volume these products are going to be doing on a monthly basis. So let's just say they're doing $10,000 a month. That's something that I probably wouldn't go into. I'd be trying to find products that are doing at least $30,000 a month in revenue, because under that, it's going to be very, very difficult to scale up and also get your volume up, to get your profit increased, right? Because you're going to have to take into other things that we won't go into today, but things such as PPC, like pay-per-click advertising. Guess what? Although I've done $40 million in sales, I also had to start somewhere. And I can remember what it was like as a brand new seller. I was lost. You know, where do I go to find these incredible products to start making me millions of dollars? And admittedly, it is difficult, right? But there are tools out there that can help you, such as Zonguru, which help you dive deep into niches and understand, you know, what is the opportunity? And the opportunity really is there a gap in the market, and is there money in this market? Certainly what you don't want to do is find a brand new product that nobody even knows about and try and sell it in a marketplace that no one's even searching for, because no one's going to obviously find it and obviously pay you money. So that's something to definitely avoid. So when I was searching, I started off with things that you might want to do, like look around the house, you know, think about your interests. I was interested in automotive, which then led me to go into my car chamois. Now the car chamois ultimately wasn't super, super successful, but it was certainly a step in the right direction in understanding how to manufacture a product out of China and get it into Amazon and ultimately make sales. Now that one is now, it's finished with, but it led me onto the next step and then the next step, which led me ultimately to the $40 million, right? And so therefore you do not want to stop, right? So talking about my car chamois, if that's something that you want to know even more about, go back to my very first episode where I go a bit more deeper into the car chamois. So going back to how do you find products? Now back to you're searching your house, you're trying to understand your passions, right? And that will ultimately lead you to certain types of products. And then it's about understanding if those products are going to be viable in a marketplace. Most of the products that you write down are not going to be viable. And that's okay, because you're just trying to get some information out of your head and get it onto a piece of paper and start getting into the process of, you know, how do I find a product? How do I know if there's money in this product? How do I know if I can differentiate this product in a sea of perhaps other products that are very, very similar? This is the point where most people quit. Okay. So if you're thinking about going into your Amazon journey and finding the products going to be simple, it's not. But if you have the right tools and if you have the right education, it can certainly help you get there faster. What I say to a lot of my clients is, let's not get stuck into paralysis, right? This is definitely a time of analysis, paralysis, overthinking, you know, what the product is going to be. The best thing for you to do is just to find something. Now, if you're brand new and you don't even know where to look, I'm going to let you on a little secret. There's a website called Alibaba. It's alibaba.com. Go to alibaba.com. And what that is, it's a website full of manufacturers from China, from India, Pakistan, kind of worldwide. Now, admittedly, most of the manufacturers are based out of China because that's just the way things operate in the world these days. But you can go to these platforms, you can go to Alibaba, and you can, and let's just say hypothetically, you discovered that there is a product that is a yoga mat, and you found that in Amazon already they're black and white yoga mats, but you've had a great idea. You could come up with a fluoro pink yoga mat, a little bit like my phone, my famous phone case. It's fluoro pink and it stands out in the marketplace, right? So you then go to Alibaba, you type in yoga mat, and you see what comes up. And what you'll find, there'll be just list upon list of all these manufacturers who do yoga mats. And guess what else they give you? They'll give you the price that they're going to charge you as a manufacturer. So let's have a look at some examples of numbers. For example, it might be $2 per yoga mat that they will supply to you. And you only have to buy 100 yoga mats minimum. Now, minimum is often called MOQ, minimum order quantity. You'll see that term quite a lot on Alibaba and other platforms. So you've now thinking, okay, if $2 a unit, I only have to buy 100 of these units, that's only $200 investment. The only other thing you need to think about for that is shipping. How do I get the products from China all the way into, and let's say in your case, you're going to be selling these in USA, right? One of the biggest platforms in the world, the home of Amazon with over 300, I think it's now 330 million people who are your customers. And every single one of those people in America loves Amazon. So they're going to go and visit your store. So it's going to cost you $200 in product cost. You're then going to look at shipping. Let's use an estimate. Let's say the shipping is going to cost you a further $200. So we're now talking $4 per unit. Now, when you go to Amazon and you've looked at your black and white yoga mats, you'll see that they're all retailing for $49.95. So you know now that you can buy a product in China and have it shipped per unit of $4 and now potentially sell it for $49.95. And you are now the only person in that niche with a fluoro pink mat. So you're definitely going to stand out in the crowd of yoga mats. So then what do you do next? you put an email into the supplier, you put your order in, you have them shipped over to Amazon, and then you now are an Amazon seller. Now, obviously, there's more to the intricacies of doing that, and you can certainly find some information potentially on my other, on my website and also my Instagram. And also I have a mentoring program, so we can go through these types of things step by step. I can actually hold your hand through every single step of this. But these are the types of things that you're going to do when you're starting out launching your product on a marketplace like Amazon. A lot of people reach out to me and they say, Matthew, I just cannot find the perfect product. And of course, this is common. But what is the perfect product? You know, you're trying to tick a number of boxes, but what you don't know is how the product fits in the marketplace. That is ultimately what matters. So what you might think is a perfect product, it may not actually be the perfect product. It's about does your product, whatever that is, even if it's not the perfect product, does that product fit in the marketplace? Meaning, can you put it online at the right price and do people buy it? That's really all that matters. And that will determine. Now, there are ways you can do that. You might start off with, don't get stuck in analysis paralysis, okay? Because analysis paralysis will prevent you from doing anything. I see this all the time. You come into these Amazon training programs, you're thinking that it's gonna change your life. All you have to do is find a product. How easy is that? And then you find that it's actually not that easy. Yeah, it's not that easy because you don't have the mindset or the tools or the guidance and mentoring to step you through that process so you can make it easier and you can get to market faster. And that's why you should invest in training. You should invest in improving your mindset. You should certainly invest in talking to a mentor who's been there before, who's done this, who can make the process so much simpler so you can get to your goals as quickly as possible. But guys, in the sea of information out there trying to find a product, I'm going to share with you something that I eventually did, which nobody else is sharing out there. And that is how to find a product that, guess what, you don't have to make from scratch. You can actually find products that already exist. Now, what does that mean? It means that you don't have to worry about trademarks. You don't have to worry about patents. You don't have to worry about logos. You don't have to worry about barcodes, right? You simply find an existing product that's completely finished. Now, the question is, why would you go and find one of those? It's because there could be an opportunity. And the opportunity is a lot of these existing products are not being sold on platforms like Amazon. And that is where you step in. You can go to these manufacturers who have a finished product and say, hey, I'm an Amazon seller and I would love to sell that product on Amazon. Now, if you can do that, and I've got clients now who are finding products today, right? This is not like this happened 5 years ago. They're happening all the time. My clients are finding these products today and signing up exclusive distribution agreements. And you're going to say, Matthew, what's an exclusive distribution agreement and how does that even matter? It matters like this. If you find this product and you take it to Amazon, you do not want to be competing with anybody else on that listing in that marketplace, okay? Because you can imagine this. Let's say you're selling your product that you found and then the manufacturer then sells that same product to somebody else and now all of a sudden there's two people selling that same product on Amazon. How on earth now do you get sales? The only way is because you've got to be competitive and you've now got to lower your price because apart from that, everything else is the same. So then what happens is it becomes a race to the bottom, right? A race to the bottom of price. And that's a lose-lose situation for both parties. So that's why it's so important in the very beginning that you want to sign up an exclusive distribution or exclusive sales, however you want to frame it, so that you are the only seller on the marketplace, in this case it being Amazon, right? No competition to you and the manufacturer is simply going to sell the product to you so that you can then on-sell and make sales to a consumer. You make your profit and you're protected in that marketplace. That's what it's about. It's about protecting your patch, if you can put it that way, all right? And that's going to be an absolute winner in this Amazon business. When you're doing your product research, you're going to come across two things. One is you're going to find products that are already in the marketplace, right? Already being manufactured by Chinese manufacturers. And then you're also going to come across your own ideas, meaning like you've invented, look like me, like you've invented your own knife package, right? That just simply does not exist in the marketplace. And therefore, it's a lot of work, right? It's designs. You may decide that you want to do patents. You certainly probably want to do logos and trademarks on the logos and the brand name and all sorts of things, right? It's a much slower way to market rather than finding existing products in China that you could potentially sell on Amazon. The reward, though, with coming up with your own product is that it's yours, right? It's your product. You're not competing against anybody else. The difference with going to a Chinese manufacturer is they may also sell that same product to somebody else who's also selling on Amazon. And now you've got this case where you're competing for the same product, right? And that's why you may see in some training programs that they talk about differentiating your product. And I go back to the yoga story. You know, the manufacturer in China might be selling black and white yoga mats, but if you can get them to make fluoro pink yoga mats, and you might even say to him, look, I want to be the only seller of pink yoga mats. Do not sell these to anybody else. And that will give you what I call a moat, right? You're building a moat in the marketplace so that no, it's very difficult for other people to get into the market because no one else can sell, for example, pink yoga mats. So let's say you've got through all of the hurdles of finding a product, you've launched it on Amazon. What do you do next? Okay, the only thing you can really do now is focus on optimizing your listing. Now, what does optimizing your listing mean? It means having the absolutely best photos you can possibly come up with, which means actually hiring a proper photographer, not just doing them on your iPhone at home. It means optimizing your keywords. So your search engine optimization within Amazon, that is absolutely essential. And you can use software tools like Zonguru to help you with those types of optimization techniques. The other thing you want to do is make sure that you've got great bullet points, right? Descriptive words. It helps the customers know what the product is and why they should buy it. And then your description should also be very, very similar, but in a bit more of an expansive way. And then you really want to start knuckling down on getting reviews. Now, if you don't understand how powerful reviews are, they are like the essential part of any listing. So imagine you're a consumer, you're going to Amazon, you're looking for yoga mats. You've got yoga mat number one and yoga mat number two. And yoga mat number one, they both look the same, right? But yoga mat number one has 6,000 reviews and yoga mat number two has 300 reviews. Just through human conditioning, we are programmed to go for the product with the, if it looks the same and it's the same price, but it's got more reviews, we're automatically going to default to the product that has way more reviews. Why? Because the market has already given their big tick of approval and you want to join and buy that same product because you don't want to be stuck with a product that's got minimal reviews, right? It's trust in the marketplace, and that's what Amazon focuses on and delivers for their consumers so they can trust the product that they're purchasing is going to be exactly what it says. So once you've finished optimizing your listing, and I say that tongue in cheek, there actually is no finishing, right? You're actually continually optimizing your listing, but you must do it with data. So what I mean by that is you don't want to just be every week just changing the keywords and changing the images, right? You want to kind of let it run because you need the sales data to dictate to you if something needs changing. So let's just say you've set the listing up as best as you possibly can, because it'll just come to a point where you're like, look, I've done everything I possibly can at this point. You then monitor the sales, and then a month later, you might do something like change one of the images out. Maybe there's an image there that could have some more beneficial information within the image rather than actually in the bullet points, because people are visual. So you might put something in your image, for example, your yoga mat has a picture that shows the length of the yoga mat, like in actual image form, rather than just writing it's, 3 meters long by 1 meter. You might actually put that. And you could also do something like, putting the old fashioned can of Coke in the image, which gives people a visual cue as to how big your yoga mat is. So that's something you might want to test. But again, let it run for like a month, assess the data, like assess the sales before you make any more changes after that. But if you've gotten to that stage, you're well and truly off to the races. Another thing that comes up quite often is, do I need to launch one product, or do I, or should I launch, you know, 5 or 10 products? And it really comes down to where you are in your life, and meaning financially, because obviously more products means more money. You know, do you have the time and the money to launch multiple products? Now, in the perfect world, I would say yes, launch multiple products, because what can happen is you launch your first product and let's just say it's a dud. And look, mostly your first product probably will, because you're kind of still learning, but you launch your first product, let's say it takes you 2 months to research it. You then have to get it manufactured in China. It's another 3 months. And so you could be talking upwards of 6 months just to launch your very first product, to then only find out that it wasn't really that great. Then you've got to start the process again, right? So you could be talking anywhere from like 12 months by the time you actually get to your second product. And look, I've made that mistake myself, right? I've done exactly the same thing. But also, my finances at the time didn't dictate that I could afford multiple products. And I didn't have a mentor at the time who was kind of giving me the day-to-day play of how I could optimize my launch. And that's why I always say having a mentor who's still in the trenches on a daily basis, like myself, I'm still selling on Amazon even now, and also Shopify around the world. So I know what's happening, and I can kind of look back and steer people in the right direction of how it would best suit them. So the second option is then, of course, kind of like rapid fire, which is like 5 to 10 products at one time. And they're not just going to be any old products. You're going to do your due diligence and find though that perhaps, I've got a case right now where the guys actually found that, you know, in the yoga mat industry, let's say, he could launch 5 different colors. Okay. So rather than launching just the pink, he actually launches a pink and a blue and a yellow, etc. And then what he does a very low MOQ. So we're not talking 1,000 units per product. We're talking like maybe 50 units per product. He puts them into the marketplace. And then what he will find is that he might find that one particular color does extremely well, right? And so therefore, what does he do? He just doubles down on, let's say it's the hot pink. He just goes back to the factory, orders like a truckload of hot pink, and triple down on that particular color. And that way, you can sort of not miss out on finding the one that really stood out. Because if you'd only launched fluoro yellow and it didn't do so well, then you got to go back to the drawing board. And this can just cost you time. It can actually in the long term cost you money. And if you're someone like me who wants to get to the levels of success of, let's say, 8 figures a year, like in no time at all, then you probably want to go for the rapid fire approach, as well as tapping into your mentor's experience. So guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope that I gave some value, particularly for those people who are very, very new to the Amazon marketplace. There's lots of little gold nuggets that I just gave in just that episode alone. But if you want to hear more gold nuggets, make sure you tune into the episode that's coming up next, and leave some comments in the descriptions, or leave some comments below. Send me messages, or even leave a review and tell me some things about perhaps what you want to see in some of the future episodes, and I can add even more value to you. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.